I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Not a day goes by that I don't think about the massive number of people on the move around our planet. Millions and millions of people. Just count refugees alone, 20 million of them fleeing something horrible, searching for a safer life. We've seen this play out in Europe, people overcrowding boats, crossing from Turkey to Greece and Libya to Italy, crowds hoping for that better life, marching down highways on their way north and west. But in 2016, a lot of countries in Europe closed their borders, and all those humans we had seen, they got stuck at borders all along the so-called migrant trail. We followed this story closely for 2 years now, and we sent The World's Richard Hall to check in on one woman, a journalist from Iran who is stuck in Croatia. We're only using her first name to protect her identity.
Hi, Richard. Nice to meet you. How are you?
I meet Simin in a refugee center in Zagreb, which is an old rundown former hotel for railway workers. It's way out on the edge of town and there's not much to do here. She looks tired and worn out as she tells me what it was like when she first arrived here at the center. When Simin reached Europe, she thought the hardest part of her journey was behind her. She left her native Iran, where she had lived all of her 44 years, because she feared for her life. She was a political journalist who attracted the attention of authorities. They threatened to arrest her, so she left before they could. But it was when she was in Serbia that the worst happened. She was trying to cross into Croatia when she was raped by two smugglers, themselves migrants from Afghanistan.
The smugglers forced me to be with them. He threatened to not let me get in the car if I refused being with him. I had to do it. I was a woman alone, all on my own.
Simin's story is one of many similar accounts from women who have made the same journey. Rights groups say women face assault, harassment, and sexual violence at every step of the way along the migrant trail, including on European soil. A 2016 report by Amnesty International, which collected testimony from 40 women who had made the journey, found that in almost all of the countries they passed through, they experienced physical abuse, including being groped or pressured to have sex by smugglers, security staff, or other refugees. And it's getting worse. Since the height of the migrant crisis in 2015, Europe has closed its borders, forcing the migrant trail underground. This has made it even more dangerous for women. Simin's ordeal didn't end with the smuggler. She was alone in a country she didn't know. The men took her money and her cell phone. She had nowhere to turn.
I endured many hardships. I've developed psychological problems. I was hospitalized for a while.
After her attack, Simin had to try to cross the border into Croatia again. She says the police there treated her terribly.
We had to walk through a forest at night. My shoes were torn. I had a different image of this place. I was mistreated by the police after my capture. The officer told me that I was a filthy refugee. They said, "We don't want you here." I thought that Iranian police were bad. But police here is worse. I knew Iran wasn't a democracy, but there is no democracy here either.
Simin has been through so much, but she feels like she's still on the same painful journey. She can't move on from what happened to her, not for as long as she is in Croatia. She says she has bad memories here. The problem is, she's not allowed to leave.
I wanted to go to Germany. That's why I left Iran. I thought I could work there, but I was fingerprinted here.
The fingerprinting she refers to is what happens to all migrants and refugees when they are registered by the United Nations. European Union rules mean that a migrant must claim asylum in the country they are first registered. Some managed to make it all the way to Germany without being caught. Simin wasn't so lucky.
I left Iran to find democracy and a better life. I'm not here for economic reasons. I'm following my dream. I have many friends in Germany. My friends are journalists and reporters. I think I can work there as a writer. I can make better progress in my field of study there.
She says, "I feel like I'm experiencing a slow death in this cage." Simin has tried to leave the country more than once. A week before we met, she crossed the border from Croatia into Slovenia, trying to get to Germany again. But she was picked up by authorities there and sent back here. This is not uncommon. No matter how far along you get, your details are checked on a shared database and you're always sent back to the place you are first fingerprinted. And here's something that's important to understand. Almost none of the refugees here planned to stay in Croatia. It's just not somewhere most of them had heard of before they set out on their journey. There were only 1,000 asylum applications here in 2017, compared to 150,000 in Germany. And Simin has more reasons than most for wanting to escape Croatia.
When I'm arrested, humiliated, told that I'm not welcomed here, and asked why I'd come here, I can't.
So now Simin's life is on hold. She's stuck here with all the bad memories of what happened to her, living in limbo. But she's insistent that her journey isn't over. They have my fingerprint, she says, but I'll try to leave again. I'll die if I stay here. For the World, Richard Hall in Zagreb, Croatia.